play-by-play coverage of Galesburg High School boys basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Hinchliffe Pearson West in Galesburg and Abingdon. Here for you and your family in your time of need. By Ford of Galesburg on West Main Street, where your purchase is backed by our promise. By Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating in Galesburg. You deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. By Kehoe Eye Care. They care for people, not just eyes. By Yem Auto Group on North Henderson in Galesburg. Home to Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, and Ram. Say yes to Yem. By Cordright Construction of Oneida. The right choice for your next project. By Solvera Health in Galesburg. Bringing hospitality to healthcare. By Dave's Auto Body in Galesburg. You better call Dave's. And by Galesburg Nissan on North Henderson Street, home of the lifetime warranty. And now, Silver Streaks Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Good afternoon. Almost. A couple minutes anyway. Welcome to Galesburg High School Boys Basketball on WGIL. Brad Benowitz, Jason Wessels with you for Game 2 of this Taylorville Holiday Tournament. Mount Zion, an 18-point winner in their opener to wrap up the first day of the tournament last night, 73-55. Silver Streaks lost two free throws with 0.3 of a second remaining and fell to Dunlap, 60-58. Jason, what are your keys to the game here? What are you looking for?
First off, have a short memory. You know, last night is over. Don't dwell on it. Move on to the next one. Come out and compete. Play hard. Play with some energy. Secondly, we're going to have to handle their pressure. Mount Zion gets after you defensively. They went on a 16-3 run last night here in the second quarter against Taylorville, when Taylorville had the lead. You're gonna have to take care of the rock. Their defense turns into easy offense for them. Have to stay away from their big runs. And lastly, we're going to have to make some threes. We're going to have to make some free throws to pull off this upset. Value the basketball. Execute on offense. We're shooting, 31% from the three-point line this year. Only 55% from the free throw line. Both those numbers have to come up. And if they do come up in this game, Streaks are going to have a chance to win.
Something else that has to come up is a little more offensive contribution from Ian Dominique and Easton Steck. They combined for only 4 points last night. Yeah. Ian was scoreless in the game. That doesn't help. I'm not faulting them. I'm just saying Streaks can't rely on just one guy. Of course, Carter's right. Been the man. And Gino's got his scoring average up. I mean, he comes into this game, his per-game average is at 8.5, but I mean, he's been consistently scoring right around 13 within the, I would say maybe 8 out of the last 10 games. Yes. Or something like that. So to have that third player who can be contributing in double figures certainly is a formula to help get some success going too.
Streak's got the white uniforms with the G train on the front. I'm a fan of these uniforms.
Easton in the midcourt circle. And they both whiff on the way up, and it's Easton who gets a hand on it coming down, and Galesburg comes away with the opening tip. A Mount Zion team that's 11-1 coming in. Jace on the right side dribbles around his man, kicks it into the corner. Gino backs up. Now he'll dribble out once, passes it back up to Steck, skips it right side over to Keith. Keith has the ball slapped away. Mount Zion very active in half-court defense, and certainly if they watched Galesburg turn the ball over last night, they're going to be active, and they do force a turnover here, knocking the ball away from Gino on the sideline out of bounds.
Yeah, you can see it here early. They have very active hands, very active feet. They get after it.
Dribble drive by Koster, passes it into the corner. Mount Zion turns it over. Intended pass for McAtee. Lincoln Koster, one of the three starting sophomores on this team, leading scorer in the game last night with 15, is a running mate of Sean Reynolds.
Yeah, in the AAU circuit.
Yeah, play AAU ball together over the summer. And so he's maybe the most familiar player to the Galesburg coaching staff.
There we go.
Ian hits a three from the left wing, and the basket hangs on to the net.
Shooter's got to shoot. Keep shooting it, Ian.
So hopefully that's a good sign for Ian. We've been waiting for him to really have that breakout game that gets him going. Pass into the front court. Braden Trimble on the far side, a 6-foot sophomore. The other sophomores, Sam Driscoll at the point, and Koster as well. Koster has it on the left side. Dribble drive around the wing, reverse layup, up and in by Carson Cuddy at 6'8", the tallest player on the court for either team. And the Streaks gave him the baseline, and he got the reverse layup with the right hand.
Yeah, solid move there by Cuddy. Finished with the reverse.
Dominique bounce pass to Carter, trying to go around his man at the free throw line. High dribble, picks it up, kicks it up top to Steck. Trying to use a screen, dumps it in, and overthrows Clary. Second Galesburg turnover. Back comes Mount Zion quickly, and they overthrow McAtee. Second time they've tried to get the pass to him and thrown it too high or too long, and Mount Zion gives it right back. 3-2 streaks.
Game similar to last night's game, up and down, couple turnovers here early, both teams with two turnovers.
A little bit of a delay here. Easton's right shoe came off. He's trying to squeeze it back in there.
And he finally got it.
Shoehorn.
The ref says he needs a shoehorn.
Fingers don't work quite as well, but he got it in there. Because, you know, untying and loosening it up and tying it back, it takes too much time.
Too much time, yeah. Just shove it in there as hard as you can.
Up top, Dominique dribbles to the free throw line. Pull-up jumper. He got balked from behind. Rebound, Clary has the ball knocked loose, and then Mount Zion can't get it back out of bounds. Streaks are going to hang on to it here. Earlier, two games on the other side of the bracket. Last game of the day will be Taterville against Dunlap following us here. Last game of the session, I should say, as Clary backed his way in but picked up his pivot foot. 3-2 Galesburg, not quite 2 minutes into the game, 6:12 to play here in the opening quarter. I mentioned to Jason when we were watching Mount Zion's starting lineup introduced last night in the final game of the day, I said all of these guys, every single one of these guys played last year. Streaks beat Mount Zion by 18, a senior-dominated streak against a freshman-dominated Mount Zion team. And there's Cuddy, one of the few seniors, dribbles to his left and gets all the way to the low blocks to give Mount Zion its first lead of the game. Gino pulls up, right side wing, Carter. Dribbles left, top of the arc, reverses right down the lane, throws it behind Gino out of bounds. So four Galesburg turnovers already. We're just 2 minutes, 20 seconds into the game.
C-Square just trying to do a little too much there. He's just got to calm down. He's guarding a quicker player who can take the ball off the dribble. He's going to have to move his feet today.
On the right side, Coster. Spin move, backs his way into Gino. Stutter stepped and traveled. Gino held his ground. Maybe trying to draw that charge there that he's got a little game streak going of his own, as you mentioned last night. All it really did was force Coster off balance, and he backpedaled and stutter-stepped and turned it over. That's three Mount Zion turnovers here as well.
Yeah, Streak's doing a good job defensively.
Gino trying to get his round around his man up high, Braden Trimble. Trimble reaches in, knocks it loose, gets it loose. Layup at the other end, goes for the layup, and gets it on the runout, 6-3 Mount Zion. What'd you see there that you were unhappy about?
Gino didn't even attempt to get back on defense.
Deehan with a quick three at the other end just launches one from about 4 feet behind the arc on the wing, ties it at six. He's got all of Galesburg's points here in the early going. Driscoll on the left side in the arc, skip pass right side over to Trimble, just off the arc. Now out to Coster, left side three, off the mark. Rebound, Steck falls down, but he gets it out to Clary before the travel call. Galesburg trying to regain the lead here, tied at six, 4:40 to go in the opening quarter.
Good start here by the Streaks.
Gino in the right corner, goes around his man, drives
nice,
in,
Gino.
Forces it up through contact, and got it in over the top of the rim.
That away, G-Dub. Did a good job finishing over the taller Coster on that play.
8-6, Galesburg back up by two on a little 5-0 run. Driscoll launches one from as deep as Dominique, just hit one a moment ago, and it goes in and out. Tough break for Driscoll. Gino with a rebound. Fires it into the front court, left side, Easton. Works his way left to right, top of the arc. Carter got away with a push off on a screen away from the ball. Trimble steals the pass away anyway. Scoops it to Cuddy. Lost the handle on it. Easton comes out with a steal. Outlet to Gino for an uncontested layup. And the Streaks get a rare transition free opportunity. 10-6 now. Halfway through the first quarter. Cuddy up top, trying to go around Clary. Carter cut him off. Kick out left side. Skip pass into the right corner. Coster for three off the wing. Weak side rebound to Cuddy. Trying to go back up with it on a fadeaway. Hits from the baseline, and it's 10-8. Galesburg by two.
I tell you, Cuddy's a nice player. C-Square's got his hands full today with this kid. He can rebound. He can shoot it. He can come off the dribble.
He has six of their 8 points in the early going. Trimble has the other two. And now the Streaks turn it over for the seventh time. Intercepted, and then they throw it away. Intercepted by Steck. Outlet to Gino. Tries to wait for Cuddy to go past him. Cuddy stops, plants, blocks him. Rebound, Trimble. Back comes Mount Zion. Trying to take the lead here. Cuddy from three. Misses right side of the arc. Rebound, Clary. Outlet. Gino up the left side. Scoops it behind him. Keith, pump fake on the wing. Skips it back out to an open Dominique.
Off
the back iron. Long rebound. Gino fires it to the lane. Up and then off the mark by Carter. Yeah, great pass by Gino. Carter got fouled. He's going to go to the free throw line.
Gino grabbed that rebound and instantly, as soon as he had it, just instant, fired a pass right into Carter, who had a layup, just got fouled, and couldn't convert to and one.
First foul of the game on either team here. 2:58 to go in the opening quarter. called against Driscoll down low. First free throw by Clary. Good.
I beg you, Carter.
First point of the game for Carter Clary, coming off 21 and 10 rebounds last night. Second one on the way. Good.
Beautiful.
Boy,
stroke.
That's good to see Streaks hitting free throws in the early going.
Making some threes and making some free throws.
Carter's been the Streaks' probably most reliable free throw shooter from a percentage standpoint. Got to get everybody going, though. On the right side, trying to back his way in. Grant McAtee
good
got
defense.
Down low. Blocked
defense,
by Almaguer. Gets it right back, and Almaguer thought he was straight up on the offensive rebound put back by McAtee, but he gets called for a foul. So now the Streaks have their first of the game. Aiden Almaguer off the bench in place of Keith. And we got a timeout by Mount Zion.
And Coach Sherman doesn't seem too happy over there.
Still waiting for the 30-second or full timeout. It is just a 30, so good opportunity to thank Galesburg Nissan for providing our transportation to Taylorville this week. We're in a 2022 Nissan Rogue. Jason, you got your first chance as I surrender
yes.
the keys to you finally. First
time I got to drive.
Mr. Driving Hog sitting over here on the left.
You know all the directions everywhere. I'll leave it to you.
I've been a few places over the years.
You've been to the exact route to every place we've been.
Galesburg Nissan, home of the lifetime warranty. All new cars, trucks, and SUVs come with that free lifetime powertrain warranty. And it also works for all used vehicles that are up to 5 years old with under 80,000 miles if you purchase one of those as well from the certified pre-owned fleet. Those also come with a lifetime powertrain warranty. And don't forget, for all your rental car needs, give Galesburg Nissan a call. With a good, solid vehicle fleet of 20 rental cars available. Galesburg Nissan, 2080 North Henderson Street. You can also visit online. See the entire selection at galesburgcars.com. McAtee misses the first free throw coming out of the Mount Zion timeout. Second one up and in. It's 12-9 Galesburg. 2:40 to go here in quarter number one from Taylorville. Dominique will bring it across in front of us. Iron court side at Taylorville's Dolph Stanley Court. Kick out right side. Dominique open again. Three just a little bit short. Weak side rebound. Ball on the floor. Free. Trimble's got a hand on it.
Nice,
now Gino ties him up. And the alternating possession favors Mount Zion. But that does flip the arrow. Ian's close.
Yeah, I mean, they're all right there. I mean, just perfect misses off the back of the rim. He's 2-for-4 from three-point line early. Let's hope he keeps it up.
Full court press by the Streaks. Thought we would see more of this, but the nature of the game against Dunlap last night really never allowed the Streaks to pick up that full court press. And the pace of the game, it was basically full court anyway.
So fast up and down.
Koster, little push off on Gino, stops in the lane, kick out Driscoll for three, short, rebound Clary. Galesburg up three, looking for more here, 2 minutes to go in the opening quarter. Ian, top of the arc, hands off to Gino.
Oh,
little
nice
weave
move,
out
Gino.
High. Gino found an opening down the lane, finishes with a left hand.
I tell you, Gino hit that crossover and went and finished with just his left hand on the left side of the basket. Beautiful move by the point guard.
He's got six in the early going. Streaks lead 5, 14-9. Bounce pass left side, Cuddy. Fake left, leans in on Carter, holds his ground. Dominique slaps the ball loose, knocked out of bounds. Galesburg gets it back.
Streaks playing with some energy. I love to see it.
Six Braves turnovers here now in the early going. 1:40 to go. 14-9. And Steckel walking across midcourt. Picking him up across midcourt will be McAtee. So Steck played a little bit of the point, taking some pressure off Gino, and then passes it behind Almaguer. Almaguer was coming out high for it, and Steck threw it too far behind him. Costly turnover. Unforced error by the Silver Streaks.
Yeah, got to just put your head down and just forget about that play and get on to the next one. Let's get it back on defense.
5-point Galesburg lead, minute 25 to go here in the opening quarter. Koster trying to shake Gino, passes it left side to Cameron Clark, 6'1 senior into the game. Now the dribble drive into the lane by McAtee, cut off. Baseline drive, the kick back out. Trimble's got it, open three, hits it. That pulls Mount Zion back within two, 5 in the quarter. For Braden Trimble.
I tell you, Koster does a great job of creating for his teammates.
Dominique, between the legs with the dribble, step back three, in and out. Rebound on the floor, Mount Zion comes away with it. J.C. Anderson, a 6'7 freshman into the game, who had a huge impact in the win over Taylorville last night. The drive by Koster. They get it down to Anderson, tries the reverse up and under, missed it, scramble for the rebound. And it's Trimble who gets to it first. Now the dribble drive in from the right side and an offensive foul.
Gino.
As Koster runs into Gino. The streak is alive. Gino draws the charge. Seven Mount Zion turnovers. First foul of the game on Lincoln Koster. 14-12 streaks by two.
Gino has just been incredible on defense the last couple of games. I mean, he's drawing charges left and right. It is a great thing to see.
JCS into the game. Jackson Croc Sibbing replaces Almaguer. Clary, Steck, Williams, and Dominique have not come out of the game so far. Final 35 seconds. Remember, it's a shot clock, so the streaks can't hold for the final shot, even if they wanted to. On the right side, Sibbing covered up quickly, trying to go around his man McAtee into the lane, lost the handle on it. Nine Gelsberg turnovers. Mount Zion fires it into the front court. Shot clock off, final 20 seconds of the first quarter. The drive by Koster, little pump fake scoop, wouldn't go down. Clary with a rebound. Gelsberg trying to get the last shot here, leading by two. Final 10 seconds of quarter number one.
Be patient.
Gino going against Trimble, poked it away. He was aiming for it. He got it. Got the layup at the other end. That ties the game at the end of one. 14 apiece from Taylorville on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Okay, now how many Knox County Collision Shops are GM certified?
Eight.
Nope.
76.
Well, no.
In what year?
Yikes, it's the only GM certified collision center in our county, and it's...
I know this one.
Whose jingle is this?
Oh, Dave's Autobody.
Yes, GM certified, the recognized standard for safe, proper repairs of GM vehicles. There's only one.
Which one?
Yeah, which one?
I know.
Dave's Autobody.
There's just one.
You better call Dave's.
Go get them, Silver Streaks. This is Jeff Klink from Gelsberg Nissan. Reminding everyone, Gelsberg Nissan has the area's largest and nicest rental car fleet. An awesome detail shop, Gelsberg Car Care, and we are driven to create customers for life. A free lifetime warranty with no gimmicks. Every fifth oil change is free for life. And a free loaner car for life. Gelsberg Nissan, Gelsberg Nissan Car Rental, Gelsberg Car Care, and Gelsberg Nissan Pre-Owned Auto Center all say, let's go streaks.
Wear it for your chance to win cash on the spot. Get your free WGIL button at Alfano's Pizza on East Main Street in Knoxville. There's a full list of button locations at WGIL.com.
One quarter gone from Taylorville. Brad Benowitz, Jason Wessels here. Silver Streaks in Mount Zion tied at 14. Part of the story. 10 Gelsberg turnovers. And the lob into the corner. Easton falling out of bounds, chases it down and saves it to Jace Keith back into the game. Keith with the drive into the corner. Kicks it out to Jackson. Croc Sibbing into Carter. Spin move up with the left hand. Rolls around the rim and drops through. First basket of the game for Carter Clary. He has four to go along with a couple free throws in the first quarter.
Nice feed by JCS.
The kick out on the right side. The extra pass into the right corner. Cuddy misses the three. Weak side rebound. Fought for. Scrambled. It's Mount Zion who gets it. And the quick feed into Cameron Clark from Driscoll on the outside. Ties it at 16. On the left side, this is Keith. Between the legs with the dribble. Drives in from the left side. Got around his man. Shot rolls off the rim. Anderson the rebound. The freshman for Mount Zion. First shot attempt for Jace Keith, our Dave's Autobody Crunch Time player of the game in last night's loss to Dunlap. On the right side, Owens into the game.
Straight up C-squared.
Spin move by the freshman. Anderson got to the low blocks, puts it up and in.
What a move by the freshman.
Mount Zion back on top, 18-16. This is the quarter where they separated from Taylorville last night. Today, Tornadoes had a two-point lead. Mount Zion put up 25 in the second quarter. Missed three-pointer by Croc Sibbing. And the weak side rebound, Carter Clary. Streaks reset. Now Easton reaching foul, and he's, as he tries to dribble down to the free throw line, it'll be the third foul of the game against Mount Zion. On the reach, it'll be Cameron Clark, his first. Mount Zion team has some depth to it. These three starters, junior and senior, who start, and then who do they bring in off the bench? A freshman, a junior at 6'7", both of them. So this is a team that can really go deep, along with Cameron Clark, who's got some senior leadership coming off the bench for him as well. Streaks on the inbound. Pass goes right side. Steck, step back three, rolls off.
Just missed it.
Rebound, Anderson. Three rebounds already for Anderson coming off the bench late in the first quarter.
Yeah, only a freshman, too. He's got a nice size body on him. He's going to be a force to come for years. This team is loaded with young talent.
Driscoll bounce pass into Anderson, trying to post up Clary on the left side. Holds his ground, though, nice. So the pass kicks back out. Owens at 6'7", guarded by Keith on the right side. Now pass over to Trimble on the wing, working against Geno. Not quite 2 minutes into the second quarter. Anderson again trying that spin move. Got it up and in on the low blocks over Carter and drew the and one.
That kid is good. I mean, that's just a big time move for a freshman.
6'7". Looks like a tight end a body standpoint.
Yes. Seems to get up and down the court pretty well, too. Can run.
Well, and before we lost the rest of your interview with Dale Schuring in the pregame, he was talking about, you know, what's been turning around. He was 8-40 in his first 2 years. This is a guy who had a long run at Arthur Lovington, Atwood, Hammond on Eastern Illinois side of the state as Anderson misses the free throw and Steck rebounds. When he came to Mount Zion, he got hired in August before the school year started, and then the following year we went into COVID. So he just never really got a chance to get going with the team, but then even he admitted, he said the flat-out difference is there's just more talent. Missed three by Geno. Mount Zion with a rebound. Williams gets back, gets the block on Coster, and then the Streaks trying to get out with it, turn it over, and then Mount Zion travels with it, trying to attack right back after stealing it away. 11 Gelsberg turnovers, first of the second quarter. So at 5:39 to go in the second quarter, I think at this juncture in the first quarter, we already had four turnovers, so this is just our first of the second quarter. 2016 Mount Zion by four. Geno fires
Open
Keith underneath, and he got it up and in, just barely over Cuddy, and a quick timeout by the Streaks before they can get it inbound.
Gino's just seeing the court real well today. Already scored 6 points. He's got two assists early on, a couple rebounds.
5:29 to go, a 30-second timeout by the Silver Streaks. Gelsberg girls winners over Effingham St. Anthony, 65-38, as the Streaks go undefeated through pool play, and they will play at the same time that the boys do tonight against host Taylorville. So Tom Meredith and Eric Gibson will have that action on 92.7 FM, The Laser, in the semifinal at the Mattoon Tournament, trying to get back into the championship there. I was telling you, I heard Tom say Effingham St. Anthony's 12-4 now. So the Streaks beat them by 27.
That's a good thing for Coach Massey and the girls. They're playing great basketball right now. They're off to a great start this season. Hopefully it continues and they can make another run to state.
Juniper Schwartzman had a double-double in that game today. Soraya Boyd and, of course, Kira Kilgore finished in double figures. Just a good team win for the Streaks. They're 15-3 on the season now. Coming out of the Gelsberg timeout, 2018 is the Braves lead, 5:20 to go for the half. Driscoll into the front court, hands off to Coster. Left side, entry pass, and Easton over the back of Anderson gets called for the foul. He just tried to tip away the entry pass using his leaping ability to go up over the top and just bat it back out.
Yeah, it was a good try.
Official thought they got him on the lower body, I guess. Cuddy, right
of
the basket, tries to feed it through the lane. Streaks got in there, knocked it loose, and it's out of bounds on Gelsberg. Steck thought he was able to bat it off the freshman Anderson out of bounds. The officials say Gelsberg touched it last. So now Cuddy switches sides, left of the basket now to inbound from the baseline. Looking,
Geno
throws it out high.
Geno
reaches in, pokes it away from Coster. Streaks on the outlet. Easton down the lane, off-balance shot, missed it. Geno had a hand on the rebound. It was knocked away over his back from behind. And the officials say no foul, and Geno is the last to touch it. So Mount Zion gets it back.
You'd like to see Easton attack the rim a little bit better there. He kind of faded away to the right side and just threw up a little floating layup.
Awkward-looking shot,
It was an awkward layup. You don't always have to take the first shot. We've talked about it multiple times.
Well, he had Geno on the left side. I thought he could have passed over, and Geno might have had a better look.
Pass up good shots for great shots.
Easy to say with our court vision sitting here 45 feet away. On the right side in the corner, Driscoll kicks it up top. Coster for three. A little bit off the rim. Hangs on the rim, and then Keith comes in as Cuddy mistimed his leap when that ball hung up there, and then Streaks couldn't hang on to it, knocked it out of bounds.
Yeah, Coster's not off to too great of a start here today. Streaks are doing a good job on him defensively.
Got it from the left corner.
And
Jason.
I had to open my mouth.
Three-pointer from the corner gives Mount Zion its biggest lead, 23-18. Up five, 4:35 to go first half.
Need a bucket.
Keith works his way left to right around the perimeter. Stops on the wing, picks up his dribble. Needs help. Ball batted out of his hands by Owens, and he's the last to touch it. Chad Thompson said they're really going to put defensive pressure on Coster and really try to force him to change directions, not allow him whatever direction he's heading, not allow him to do it, and just do everything they can to get him to switch hands on the dribble and just try to mess up his timing. Pass on the inbound. He starts the game 0-for-5 before that three-point make. Entry pass, tough pass from Almaguer. Good job by Clary to handle it in traffic. Skips it back out. Jace wide open, top of the arc, off the back of the rim. Rebound, loose ball, batted out. It's Cuddy who chases it down for Mount Zion, feeds it right side, left-handed layup by Driscoll. This is kind of how they pulled away from Taylorville. Missed shots, getting it on the secondary break. Now the dribble drive by Keith at the other end. He took it right back to Mount Zion and got fouled, and he'll go to the line.
Jace seems to be a little limping a little bit out here today. I don't know if he banged his knee when he earlier there in their first quarter when he dove on the court. Nothing too bad.
First foul of the game on Owen Owens, 6'7" junior for Mount Zion. Puts Keith at the free throw line.
Yeah, this team just throws size at you. They throw guards at you, and they're all young. Only a couple seniors on the team.
And they play, too.
Yeah, and they get after it.
That ends the Mount Zion run. Jace's first free throw. It was 16 all. Actually, it was 16-14, so the Streaks got outscored 11-2 during that run the Keith free throw.
Got to avoid the big runs.
Halfway through quarter number two, Keith makes them both. Came in at 50% from the line. Streaks 4-for-4 as a team. You were thinking the same thing.
Same thing. Took the words right out of my mouth.
5-point Mount Zion lead. Braves with the ball. Trimble back into the game on the left side. Gets it up top to Cuddy. Shoots the three. Shot rolls off the rim. Gino gets up there. Good. Big leap. Pull down his third rebound. Has it at the free throw line. Now out to Keith on the right side. Trying to go around his man. Bounces it out to D. Ian. Picks up his dribble. Fires it through the lane. Gino overthrew Cuddy. Hits the bottom of the backboard and turned over. Cuddy picks it up. Now Mount Zion in transition. Koster steps into a three. Missed it. Long rebound. Steck locks onto it. Here come the Streaks back in transition. And Easton throws it away. Trying to find Ian on the left wing. And he overthrew it.
Yeah, that's five turnovers on Easton here early. He's got to slow down and just take care of the basketball. Not be in such a big of a hurry.
What I was trying to remember what Chad Thompson called it in the pregame. Selective pace.
Yes.
Because it was the term that he used. Trimble on the left side, up top to Cuddy. Just missed a three. They give and go. Trimble drives the kick out. Open three from the left side, short by Driscoll. Rebound, Keith for the Silver Streaks. Galesburg still down five. Mount Zion hasn't been able to extend the lead here in the second quarter. And the Streaks trying to cut it down to three, two. Entry pass, Carter up. Got blocked from behind, and then Cuddy takes the rebound away from him over the back. In the left corner, Trimble, shot fakes, drives, kicks out behind him. Missed three by McAtee, and it's Steck with his fourth rebound. And again, the Streaks avoid falling farther behind.
Got to have a good possession here.
Gino trying to go around a screen from Clary, dumps it into the corner. Keith gets it right back out. Clary up top, Carter trying to... Cuddy trying to poke it away from behind. Backdoor cut. Gino waits for his man to go past him, and he tried the reverse layup, but he was out of position, and he couldn't get it up and in. Rebound Cuddy. The dribble drive by Koster. Cut off by Dominique. Now Cuddy on the right wing trying to get around Carter. Stopped in the lane, kicks it out to Driscoll. Bounce pass to Koster. Dominique faded off him. Missed the three, though. Koster 1-for-8 from the field now as Clary hauls down his fifth rebound. Steck into the lane. Spin
nice
move up
move
with
Easton.
The right hand, but he couldn't get the bank shot off the
just
rim.
Couldn't finish.
Cuddy with his fifth rebound. And at the other end, Trimble got into the lane. He misses the layup, got fouled on the putback, scores, and one. How often do you see it? A kid misses a layup and then gets his own rebound
and puts it
and
right
gets
back.
Fouled on the putback. 27-20 Mount Zion. Streaks had a number of opportunities for about a little over two-minute stretch there. Hanging in there down five with a chance to get it down to three or two or with a couple of good possessions, maybe tie the game. And now Trimble at the free throw line. Misses it.
Easton's
back
rebound.
Up by seven. Final minute 35 of the first half. Easton, free throw line, lost the handle on the dribble, so he stops. Jackson Crock sibbing back into the game on the right wing. Up top, Clary for three. Hits.
Nice, Carter.
Galesburg needed a basket in the worst way after they were unable to convert. About the last five trips down the floor. Down four with a minute 20 to go here in the opening half. Koster cut off by Gino in the lane. Now Trimble. Spin move to the left. Got around Easton.
Whoa,
finishes it off. That's a sophomore going against a senior.
I'm telling you, these kids can play for Mount Zion. They're impressive.
Trimble with nine. 29-23 is the Galesburg lead. is the Galesburg deficit. Sorry. Carter up top where he just hit one, skips it right side. Gino open for three, swishes it from the wing. Three's pulling Galesburg a little bit closer. Down three now with 53 seconds to go first half.
That was a nice find by Carter from the top of the key to the corner. Gino was by himself.
Cuddy drives baseline, got around Carter and dunked it. Give up the baseline. 31-26. Mount Zion by five. Gino attacks, goes right at Trimble and draws the foul. And Gino will go to the line with 38 seconds to go.
It was like Gino had the two-for-one mentality in his head. Oh, he was shooting. Are they saying that was on the floor?
Oh, they're not giving him free throws.
Wow.
Now there's a conference between the officials. Are they nope, they're not. Wow, I thought that should have been free throws too. I was thinking the same thing you were, two-for-one mentality, and now they turn it over on the inbound. Throwing it out high to Ian. And Ian's just not quite tall enough to reel that one in. It's off his fingertips out of bounds. So now Mount Zion gets it back, 37 seconds, so the shot clock not off. Again, if you're just joining us, this is the Streak's fourth shot clock game of the year. The shot clock is 35 seconds in Illinois high school basketball and on the Iowa side as well. Cuddy trying to go around his man, so Mount Zion can effectively run the clock all the way down. Cuddy stops on the left wing. He'll pull it back out to Trimble. They run it down to 20 seconds to go on the game clock. About a second and a half difference between the game clock and the shot clock.
Yeah, they have no interest in shooting until the last shot. They do a good job of moving. The whole team never stops moving.
Coster up top. That's the guy they wanted in his hands, trying to work around the screen. Gino fights through it, gets to the low blocks, drives, puts it up and in. 3 seconds to go. Steck on the inbound from three-quarter court. There's an air ball, and that's how the first half ends. Mount Zion executes perfectly down the stretch. 31-26 is the Braves' lead, up five as we go to the locker room. When we come back, a look at the first half statistics, a word from the coaching staff. It's Mount Zion leading the Galesburg boys basketball team, 31-26 from Taylorville on WGIL and WGIL.com.
I see trucks. Let me count them. One F-150, two F-150, three, four, five F-150s. This is the count. Dan Kuna. And we got great incentives here at Ford of Galesburg. 2.9 for 60 months or 3.9 for 72 months on new F-150s now through January 3rd. Come take a test drive. We'll do our best to put you behind the wheel of exactly what you want. You can count on that.
With approved credit, see Ford of Galesburg for details.
Tune in for Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins. Weekdays at 2 on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Charge ahead with your certified service experts at YEM. Hi, this is Michelle Batson at YEM Certified Service. No matter the season, we've got you covered with limited warranties that hold their charge. Our winter service promotion is going on now with great rebates on select batteries. We also have rebates on cabin air filters, engine air filters, and wiper blades. Before you head out on your next trip, be absolutely sure your battery is at its best. Powerful batteries, expert installation, all backed by GM service at YEM. North Henderson Street, Galesburg.
Salvera Health is excited to bring comprehensive primary care to Galesburg. Dr. Santiago and family nurse practitioners Nate Craig and Emily Minette are now accepting new patients. We welcome walk-ins, support urgent care needs, and accept most insurance. And we work with other local providers to coordinate referrals and specialty care. If you're looking for healthcare that's personal, easy, and convenient, request an appointment today at salverahealth.com/Galesburg.
As another year draws to a close and we reflect back on the journey,
we are ever reminded that even in the face of challenges, love, hope, and compassion endure.
At Hinchliffe Pearson West, we want to express our sincere thanks for the confidence you have placed in us.
You have entrusted us with the honor of paying tribute to those you love most, and we are so grateful.
I'm Todd Ettinger,
Alan Palmer,
Carrie Walters,
and Dennis Landon.
Hinchliffe Pearson West in Galesburg and Abingdon is here for you and your family in your time of need.
Our lives are filled with reminders. Upcoming event reminders fill your calendars. A group of elementary students in Galesburg have a special reminder just for you.
Hi, my name is Nikki from King School, inviting you to participate in acts of kindness today and every day in our community. Today's suggested act of kindness is help pick up classroom or at home. Help us grow kinder hearts in our community.
WGIL, connecting you to Galesburg.
Hi, it's Brian Prescott from WGIL. If you or someone you know is experiencing food scarcity, the St. Vincent de Paul Food Pantry can help. Their weekly food distribution for individuals and families in need happens every Wednesday from 1 to 2 p.m. in the Corpus Christi Church basement on South Prairie Street in Galesburg. Calling ahead is not required, but will expedite the process, and curbside service is available. Learn more on the community events page at WGIL.com.
These community announcements are being brought to you by WGIL. WGIL's coverage of Galesburg High School boys basketball continues with the Ford of Galesburg Halftime Report. Ford of Galesburg on West Main Street, where your purchase is backed by our promise. Silver Streaks Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
Halftime here at Taylorville. Brad Binowitz, Jason Wessels with you. Silver Streaks trailing Mount Zion, 33-20 at the break. Turnovers continue to be a problem for the Silver Streaks. You said it earlier, Jason. Maybe we just need to stop saying it.
Yeah.
Because it's just not going to go away.
Yeah, it's not going anywhere, don't look like.
They reduced the number, though. 10 in the first quarter today, down to 4 in the second quarter. Mount Zion had 7 in the first quarter. They cut it down to 2 in the second quarter. They really seem to get their offense going. And I mentioned to you, they actually shot better in the second quarter than I thought they did.
Yeah.
I thought they missed a lot of opportunities where they could have potentially built the lead. They still shot better than 50%, but I see them 1 of 8 out of three-point range.
Yes.
And maybe that's where I have the sense that they didn't shoot very well.
Yeah, they're struggling behind the arc. And the Streaks, we're not shooting too bad from behind the arc. We're 4 for 11. Like I said, we make some threes and we make our free throws. We got a chance, and we're in the game right now. We're 4 for 4 from the free throw line. Kids are playing good, solid defense. They're doing a good job of keeping this Mount Zion team in front of them. Mount Zion moves very effectively. I mean, that offense is crisp. They move the ball like a basketball team is supposed to move the ball, and the Streaks are doing a good job defensively, staying in front.
Our halftime statistics brought to you by Yem Auto Group on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. Home to Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, and Ram. Mount Zion, 15 out of 31 in the first half, but just 2 of 13 from three-point range. They're also only 1 out of 4 from the free-throw line. Silver Streaks, 9 of 24 in the first half, so 7 fewer shots, thanks in part to those 14 turnovers. But as Jason said, 4 out of 12 from three-point range and 4 out of 4 from the free-throw line. They got the rebounds dead even at 15 apiece, but turnovers, again, 14 for the Streaks, 9 for Mount Zion. Take a look at some scores from around tournament play and a word from the coaching staff when we come back. We're at the half and the Streaks trail Mount Zion by 7, 33-26 on WGIL and WGIL.com.
One time I went over to the cities, and oh, there was that once over to Peoria.
If you never see the same eye doctor, how would they know if you had a serious or worsening condition with no recorded history?
Huh, fair point.
At Kehoe Eye Care, they can get you in for a one-time appointment, but what they're really interested in is getting to know you and your vision. They want to build a relationship with you to take care of your eyes today and for many years to come. No one takes your vision more seriously than the docs at Kehoe, so make an appointment today.
At Kehoe Eye Care, we care for people, not just eyes.
If it's time to sell your SUV or minivan, Yem wants to buy it. This is Sarah Yem. As this area's exclusive Kelley Blue Book Buying Center, it's never been easier to get cash for your car or credit for your trade. Go to yemauto.com to get your Kelley Blue Book instant cash offer. Then come into Yem and get paid. Right now, we're looking for good used vans and SUVs. So if you're thinking of selling your minivan or third row SUV, visit yemauto.com to get your offer today.
The official WGIL forecast is brought to you by Built Chiropractic at 672 West Main Street in Galesburg, because sometimes it takes an adjustment or two to feel great. Mostly sunny for the rest of the day, a high of 43. Mostly cloudy tonight, slight chance of patchy drizzle, a low of 39. Mostly cloudy tomorrow, chance of showers, a high of 53. And cloudy tomorrow night, a low of 34. Right now, it's 44 at WGIL.
Nobody covers the Silver Streaks like 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
We're going to talk with Eric Thompson here in a little different way. Our halftime coaches interview. Jason, take it away.
Yeah, we're having a little problem with the handheld microphone. Coach Eric Thompson here. Coach, what What good things can you take away from the first half, and what did you talk about in the locker room?
Kind of that Achilles heel coming back to us with the turnovers. And the half court, our half court defense has not been bad. We've given up a couple baseline drives that we're going to shore up. You know, Carter knows what he's got to do now. 25 is a little bit of a matchup problem. He's a good player. Turning the ball over is what's it's killing us right now. Half court, we're going to try some different sets this half, kind of get Carter closer to the block instead of setting those high ball screens. And just, you know, handling their pressure a little bit better. Everything we got to fix right now is upstairs in our brains.
Yeah, I feel like you guys did a good job in the first half with the defensive intensity this team brings. You guys handled it well. I mean, like you said, you had the turnovers, but you're bringing the defensive intensity right back to them.
Yeah, if we can get them taking the ball to the net instead of a full court sprint towards us, we'll be in better shape.
All right, good talking to you, Coach. We'll see you again tonight.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Appreciate Coach Eric Thompson coming over. Giving us a word, our halftime coaches interview, brought to you by Yum Auto Group on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. Weird. Wireless mic's been working fine.
All year.
All,
first time we've
all
had a problem.
Time. Yeah, it was fine earlier in the game.
Let's blame Sam.
Sam, if you were here, everything would be just fine. But no, apparently not. Let's run through the individual scoring here. I'll tell you, that's... I just want to say I appreciate the working relationship we've got with these guys. Oh, I mean, that's evidence of it. He could tell we were having issues, so Eric just walked over here, didn't even wait for us.
Great guys, every one of them.
Yeah. All right, individual scoring here. Braden Trimble leads Mount Zion with 11. Carson Cuddy with 8. Lincoln Coster, 5. J.C. Anderson with 4. Cameron Clark, Sam Driscoll with 2. And Grant McAtee with 1. For the Silver Streaks, leading the way, Geno Williams with 9. Carter Clary, 7. Ian Dominique had 6. He had the streak's first 6 points, and then has gone 0 for 4 from the field since then. Jace Keith with 4, all of those in the second quarter. Aiden Al, McGarrett, Jackson, Croc, Sibbing have played but have not scored in the first half for the Silver Streak. So a 7-point Galesburg deficit. I turn the wireless mic on one more time.
Hello, hello.
See, it's working fine
now.
Whatever.
It'll be good for Chad after the game.
Well, let's hope. Because it was perfectly fine. Well, anyway. Streaks put the same 5 that started the game back out into the floor to start the second half. Gino's going to inbound just to our left here at center court. On the sideline, along with Dominique, Stack, Clary, and Keith for the Silver Streaks. For Mount Zion, they will send the same 5 out as well. Coster and McAtee, along with Driscoll, Trimble, and Cuddy. Galesburg down 7 with the ball to start the second half. Stack on the left side, up top to Clary. Goes right side, Dominique, open 3 from the wing, but that's way off the mark. We could see it as soon as he let it go. Coster with a weak side rebound. Mount Zion back quickly, driving. The kick out, McAtee got caught in the air, but he got the ball away just in time before he traveled. Oh, now a blocking foul called on Clary as Cuddy tried to drive baseline. Carter used the end line to help cut him off. The Streaks thought they had a charging foul called, or at least that Cuddy had lost the ball out of bounds. They call a foul on Clary instead, his second. On the inbound, on the entry pass, right in front of the lane, and it forced McAtee backing his way in, but he hangs on the ball, and then he finds a cutting Coster down the lane for the basket, and he's starting to heat up. Streaks held him scoreless through much of the first half, but he's got 7 now.
Yeah, Streaks need a bucket here. We're down 9. Got to get back in this game.
35-26. Dribble drive on the left side. Easton. Up top, Clary. Now they get it over to Dominique. Launches from the top of the arc. Off the rim. Rebound. Gino got a hand on it. Fighting for it. But Coster takes it away from him. 2 misses by Dominique. Here comes Mount Zion. And Steck down the middle of the lane. Bats it out of bounds as he tried to feed it through the lane to Driscoll. Mount Zion keeps it. But Easton prevented an easy basket
it's
there.
Good to see Ian take a couple shots here early in the third. He didn't take a shot in the second quarter after going 2 for 5 in the first quarter. From the three-point line.
Coster on the inbound, now to Cuddy. Swings it back up top to McAtee. Now back to Coster, who hits from the right wing. Look out.
Yeah, the kid can play.
Up 12 now, 38-26. Again, Streaks did a really good job defensively on him in the first half. Missed his first 5 shots, but he's in double figures now. Entry pass to Carter. Got down low. Shot went up. Off the mark. Got it back. Put it up and in. Quick timeout by the Silver Streaks.
Carter did a good job of the old stick-to-itiveness. Stayed with the basketball and finished on the second one.
38-28. Timeout, Galesburg. Again, our thanks to Galesburg Nissan for providing our transportation to Taylorville as we are enjoying one of the vehicles out of the rental fleet, which reminds us that Galesburg Nissan can meet pretty much any rental car need you might have. A good solid fleet of 20. that are typically available for rental needs. And you can check it out at Galesburg Nissan, 2080 North Henderson Street in Galesburg, as we travel in a 2022 Nissan
Murano.
I almost said Rogue. I was like, no, it's not a Rogue. It's a Murano.
With as nice as it is today, we can open the moonroof on the way back to Springfield today.
We should have that open, shouldn't we?
Might get a little fresh breeze in there.
You will also appreciate this if you're still driving at night when we come back here. Uh-huh. And now that you've got all the settings in the vehicle where you want them, you may as well just leave them there. Heated steering wheel.
Oh, I didn't even notice.
Oh, yeah.
That's luxury there.
That was really nice picking it up at the dealership yesterday after it had been sitting outside, and then obviously last night after it had been sitting out in the dark during the evening game, to be able to turn that heated steering wheel on. And really, really appreciate how Galesburg Nissan supports us and our broadcast teams throughout football season, boys and girls basketball season as well. Check out their full selection online at galesburgcars.com. Dribble drive in from the right side. Got around. Driscoll got around Dominique, but he missed the layup. Steck with the rebound. Streak's trying to get back with it. Easton throws it away. Intercepted through the lane by Trimble. Back comes Mount Zion, and Dominique's going to get called for a push foul from the backside. Driscoll was coming in from the right. The dribbler was coming in from the left. And it was very obvious right out in front of everybody that Ian just put his hands right in the back of Driscoll and pushed him. But I think what he was doing was trying to prevent the layup on the two-on-one.
Yeah, good take foul there by Ian. It's heady basketball.
Entry pass to Cuddy, trying to back his way in. Leans in on Carter, got the shoulder down, kicks it back out, though. Coster fakes right, drives left, cut off on the lane, kicks it out to McAtee, driving in the lane.
Good, Carter.
Pushes it through, patted away by Carter, but back to Cuddy. Got around him down to the right side and finishes it off through contact.
I'm telling you, this team has weapons galore. I mean, every guy out here is a threat.
40-28 is the Mount Zion lead. They're really trying to create some separation here as another bad pass stolen away. Mount Zion with a run out at the other end. Trimble in the air, hesitates, lets a man fly past him in the air and lays it up and in. He's got 13 to lead the Braves. Gino on the right side, trying to work his way right, cut off left. Entry pass into Carter, up quickly with the right hand, missed it, put back, in and out. Third attempt, finally drops through.
Stick-to-itiveness, stay with it, Carter.
Well, he helps himself out in the rebounding category. That's eight now, as he missed twice and got two offensive rebounds. And Mount Zion, I'll tell you, they don't waste any time. They get back quickly, trying to catch the streaks napping. Guess they ended up turning it over on the other end. Yeah, I thought the streaks knocked it out of bounds, but it's going to go back to Galesburg.
Yeah, I didn't see the call. I was marking down Carter's rebounds.
So streaks down 12 here, 42-30, 5:19 to go here in the third quarter. Trying to creep back into this one. You don't want to see the streaks fall too far behind. Here's a dribble drive by Jackson. The kick out. Dominique back to Jackson. Crock Sibbing from the right wing. Missed it. And the foul over the back on the Silver Streaks. Two white-jerseyed Galesburg players on the weak side as the rebound came down to J.C. Anderson back into the game for Mount Zion. They end up giving it to... I was hoping they gave it to Almaguer, but they gave it to Clary, so that's three on Carter. Streaks have only 16 fouls for the entire game, and Clary has three of them. He's going to have to stay in the game, though.
Yep.
Especially with his size advantage. Anderson takes it right to him. Lost it. Kick out. Coster for three. Hit it again. Now the kid's just not going to miss the rest of the game, it feels like.
Yeah, he's a good basketball player. He can shoot it. He can drive. He passes, sees the court, plays solid defense.
He's 3 for 3 in the second half. 8 points, 13 for the game. Up top, Clary got an open look for three and hits.
Nice shot, Carter.
Carter's got 7 in the quarter, 14 for the game. 45-33. Galesburg down a dozen. With 4:20 to go, third quarter.
Carter, the Anderson kid was all in Carter's face.
Goes right at Carter.
Oh, wow.
And got him to the low blocks. Carter probably couldn't play quite as strong a defense as he wanted to in danger of picking up that fourth foul. And I don't know if that's recognition by the freshman Anderson to take it right to him, if that's the coaching staff encouraging him to do it, but freshman made it look nice. Now Carter trying to back his way in on Anderson. Not much room to move, so he gets it out to Ian. Now the kick back out to Carter for three. Missed it. Dominique down low for the rebound. The kick out to Sibbing. Tried to feed it through the lane. Kicked by Mount Zion. Streaks will inbound it. And that should reset the shot clock.
Let's execute on this out-of-bounds play here, fellas.
How about that high-low action? Got Clary up top shooting the three, and even Dominique down low with a rebound. Like, complete opposite of what it should do. Shot clock does not reset. Still, 25 seconds to go there. Not an issue right now. Dominique, right side of the top of the arc, trying to go around his man. Got low. Shot up. Rolls off. Foul on Driscoll on the floor, though. That ball did everything but go through the cylinder.
Good to see Ian attack the hoop. He's been shooting nothing but threes here lately, and to see him attack the rim and try to get a basket inside.
First team foul on Mount Zion in the second half. Second of the game on Driscoll. And the first free throw up and in by Ian. First points since the first quarter for Ian. He's got seven now on the season. Dominique, percentage-wise, is Gillsburg's best free throw shooter. Second one up and short. He's still Gillsburg's best percentage free throw shooter. That's only his eighth free throw attempt of the year, though.
Wow.
And his first miss. I wasn't going to say it, but since he missed. Gillsburg down 13 here. Kick out on the right wing. Three is good by McAtee. His first basket of the game. He has four. Suddenly the lead for Mount Zion is 17 now. I can't add. It's 16. 50-34. Here's a quick three the other end by Sibbing. Missed it. Rebound. Koster getting out with it. Trying to push it into the front court. Mount Zion wastes no time. Two on one and a blocking foul on Clary. They fed it through the lane to Anderson cutting in from the left side. Pretty much all Carter could do is just foul him to avoid the layup.
And you know, part of the most impressive thing about all this is these are young kids. These are 14 and 15 year olds. This Mount Zion team is playing out here. You know, three sophomores, a freshman, only start one senior. They're going to be good for the next 3 years. They're going to be a very good basketball team.
Yeah, they are a very good basketball team. And yeah, as you said, they're just going to get better. In fact, that's when I went up with you to introduce ourselves to Coach Schuring. We had visited last year, and that was one of the things I wanted to ask him was, so, you know, what's been the biggest improvement, which he said defense. And Coach Chad Thompson was talking about this Mount Zion team, saying they've got a really good offense as Anderson misses both or makes one of the two free throws, Ian with a rebound. But I asked him, so what do you want to see from this team the rest of the way? And that was the area. Oh, Jace wide open down the lane, but he lost the handle on the dribble. Has to feed it out to Jackson. Croc Sibbing misses it from the right wing with a pull-up jumper. Trimble with a rebound gets fouled. Boy, Jace had it. The lane was wide open, and he saw it attacked. And then the ball just slipped out of his hand on the dribble. So it denied him what would have been an uncontested layup. And all he could do was just grab the ball and try to kick it out and give somebody else an open look. And then the streaks after the miss, foul on the rebound. First of the game against Keith. So defensively, Dale Schuring has watched his team hold the streaks to 8 points here in the third quarter and extend the lead to 16. They get a double team down low on Anderson. He forced it up anyway, missed it. Almaguer with a rebound, and at the other end, trying to go coast to coast, gets fouled on the floor out of the left wing, and that'll be the second team foul on the Braves here with 2:16 to play in the third quarter. Second of the game on Lincoln Koster.
The streaks are out here right now, very small. No big bodies on the court. Easton's going to have to play the center position, it looks like. He's going to have his hands full with Anderson.
Gino will inbound from the right of the basket. Kicks it out to Taylen Davis. His first action of this Taylorville tournament. Almaguer also on the floor with Steck. And Keith with the ball right side. Fakes directions, goes left into the lane, and he picked up his pivot foot. Yep, saw him back his way in as the defense collapsed on him, cut off the lane. And I saw him pick up that pivot foot. Yeah, that's the 17th turnover.
Jace tried to do a little too much there. You know, penetrating and kicking is really not his game. He's more of a finisher. He tried there, but just shuffled his feet a little bit.
So I mentioned Taylen Davis into the game for the first time. Ian Dominique is on the bench. That's the first time in this tournament Ian has got a breather. He played the entire 32 minutes last night along with Gino. Dribbling into the lane. Job Cameron done. Clark kicks it out. Now up top it goes to Driscoll. Left side, Trimble. Entry pass in. Almaguer trying to front. Anderson now kicks it out. Three on the way by Driscoll. Missed
good,
it.
Easton.
Under the rebound. Easton, seven of the game, trying to take it coast to coast. Feeds it high off the hands of Keith. Turnover by Gillsburg. Feeding it into the front court, and there's a travel against Anderson as they fed it to him just inside the free throw line. As he worked his way down the middle of the lane, he passed it out, but he never dribbled the ball, and he moved his feet. How many turnovers on them in the second half? Is that their first?
Yeah, the first one in the second half, yes.
Meanwhile, the Silver Streaks have 18 for the game, including four here in the second half. Jace found an opening in the lane. Drives all the way and banked it in. 50-36. Gelsberg down 14. Love to see him get some defensive stops. Put a little run here on the end of the third quarter. Maybe get the lead down to eight. A lot would have to go right for that to happen against a good Braves team. This is Trimble with it. Reversing directions. Drives to the lane.
Defense.
Streaks knocked it loose.
What a baby.
And then Easton
Streaks
trying to come out with it. Got bumped from behind and fouled.
Now Easton's limping.
So the 11th Mount Zion turnover. Back-to-back possessions. They've given it up. And the foul called against Carson Cuddy. His first, third Braves team foul with 56.7 seconds to go. So down 14 here. Talen Davis brings it into the front court. Leaves his feet, throws it into the corner. Almaguer for three, missed it.
Oh, what
weak
a rebound,
side
Easton.
Rebound stack. He couldn't get the put back. Loose ball. Easton gets it back. Turnaround baby hook shot miss. Almaguer comes out with it, knocked out of his hands by Mount Zion. Streaks are going to hang on to it. Active on the boards are the Silver Streaks.
Yeah, Easton up to nine. He came flying in from the left side, just missed finishing it.
40 seconds to go in the third quarter. Streaks down 14. Gino's got to get it in. Throws it up high to Steck, using his leaping ability to go up for it. Shot clock resets, obviously, with the Streaks getting four shots at the basket. The kick out Gino from the wing. Looked good off the mark, but Cuddy mistimed his leap. Almaguer with a rebound. Out to Keith. Back into the corner. Aiden. Dribble drive with a left hand through the lane. Lost it. Picked up by Mount Zion. Streaks trying to dribble through traffic. Usually not a good idea.
No, Gino.
Down the left side of the lane. Cuddy up and in with a left hand. So instead of cutting the lead down to 12, maybe 11, Streaks now see them down 16 with 9 seconds to go. We got an officials timeout. Trying to get Almaguer. Looked like he took a shot to the back shoulders. He's holding the back of kind of the upper part of his neck.
Yeah, he's definitely in pain over there.
Almost his reaction, almost like a pinched nerve. Talen Davis into the left corner. Steck for three, hits it from the corner. 2 seconds to go. Mount Zion will not be able to get it in for a final shot.
It's a good find by Talen for the three.
52-39, Streaks down 13 at the end of three on WGIL and WGIL.com.
You just crashed your car, had an accident, and you don't.
When you're talking about any kind of building project, you can't just walk outside and start digging. But you can call Courtright Construction right now and get on top of their list. Site prep is one of their specialties. Trust the pros at Courtright Construction of Oneida, the right choice for your next project.
Silver Streaks boys basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Templeton Roofing, Galesburg and the surrounding area's oldest and most trusted name in residential and commercial roofing for over 90 years. Find them at TempletonRoofing.com. And by the UPS Store on the corner of Main and Seminary in beautiful downtown Galesburg. Proud to bring you GHS basketball on WGIL.
Your favorite local charity could win $100 with Hometown Hundreds from F&M Bank and Galesburg.info. Every week, a winner is drawn from all Knox and Warren County nominees, like Galesburg Youth Baseball, who recently received $100. Nominate your favorite at Galesburg.info, keyword hundreds.
93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
Three quarters gone at Taylorville. Mount Zion outscores the Silver Streaks 19-13 in the third quarter, takes a 52-39 lead into the fourth quarter. Brad Benowitz, Jason Wessels here. Clark Burnett, our broadcast engineer from Taylorville for Galesburg High School boys basketball. First of two for the Silver Streaks today. Mount Zion ball to start the fourth quarter, posting up in the lane, through the lane. Anderson, the freshman, missed the shot right in front of the basket. Keith with his second rebound for the Streaks, leads the break, scoops out. Davis fakes, drives, right side, up with the right hand, off the mark. Rebound Trimble. Six boards in the game for Braden Trimble. To the lane, Coster gives off to Trimble, right back to Coster. Entry pass down low. Anderson trying to post up on Clary, back into the game with those four fouls. Took it right at him to the right side, up and in with the right hand.
And that's just basketball IQ, knowing that Carter can't play very tough defense. They go right at him.
Anderson.
Well-coached team.
Didn't come into the game till late first quarter. He's got nine. Right side, Gino drives the baseline. Got in front of the basket but missed the shot. Got an open look at it. Pretty good look. Now at the other end, Coster weaves to the lane, goes around the defense, in from the left side with a layup. And just like that, it's a 17-point lead now at 56-39. Koster hasn't missed in the second half. He's got 10 points in the half, 15 for the game.
Nice shot by Easton. A little 15-footer from the free throw line extended on the left wing.
56-41. Quick jumper at the other end. Missed. Rebound tipped. Cuddy got a hand on it. Now the kick out right corner. Koster again. Again, he hasn't missed in the second half. 59-41. They got a second look at it. That kept it alive. Now on the right side, Keith drives baseline. Goes up. He misses the layup. Gets it back. Blocked. Rebound Cuddy. Leads the break. Koster through the lane. No looks at the Trimble up and in. Streak's got to call a timeout. They're down 20 now. 61-41 as Mount Zion just almost having some fun now getting out with it. At the other end, Gino drives. Blocked again. Back-to-back blocks. Picked up by Koster. Feeds it on the outlet. Left side layup by Driscoll. 63-41. They've scored 11 points in just over 2 minutes here in the fourth quarter. An 11-2 run by the Braves to start the final period. Taylen Davis going to shoot a three. Missed it. Wow. Rebound, got it back. Finishes. Gant won't go on the putback. Rebound, Trimble. Right side, Driscoll. Feeds it into Koster, driving in from the right side. Missed it. Put back. Won't go down for Anderson. And the rebound, Carter Clary. Steck driving to the right side. Stolen away. Mount Zion, other end. Here's a left-handed run out. Davis comes in on a hard foul on Driscoll to prevent the layup.
Easton's
5:16 to go.
He's on the floor.
Eric Thompson going to come out, check on him. The foul, Taylen Davis, his first. Stops the clock with 5:16 to go, and Mount Zion with just an incredible burst here to start the fourth quarter, leading by 22 now. Easton on his back, got his arms stretched down and over his head. Trying to catch his breath. Trainer over to talk to him. Both coaches Thompson out to check on him. And the Streaks are going to huddle up. Both teams are going to huddle up while they check on Easton.
Yeah, I think Easton took a blow to the right side of the head on there on that last play down here at our end of the hoop.
I wasn't so sure. Maybe he didn't get the wind knocked out of him as well. He's up, walking off. Trainer going to have him sit at the end of the bench, talk to him for a little bit, check him out, make sure everything's okay. So we'll come out of the injury timeout with 5:16 to go in the fourth quarter, and Sam Driscoll will go to the line. The 5'10 sophomore starting guard will shoot two free throws here. Meanwhile, Carson Cuddy at 6'8 will lurk back at the half-court line so the Streaks can't get out with any kind of transition. Davis stays on the floor. Keith Jackson Crock Sibbing replaces Steck with the injury. Dominique and Aiden Almaguer. First free throw off the mark by Driscoll. Carter Clary also out for the moment, so Coach Thompson going to try to get as much out of Carter here late in the game with four fouls. Use him strategically to keep him on the floor as long as possible with the Streaks down 64-41 after the one of two free throws made. Davis, left side of the top of the arc. Three rattles in and out. Rebound knocked loose. Sibbing gets a hand on it, keeps it alive to Ian. Now back come the Streaks, right side, shot up and a foul called, and that'll put the Streaks back at the free throw line. Tough break for Taylen. He got an open look at it.
Yeah, did everything but go down, rattled around the rim.
Oh, no kidding.
Full timeout by Mount Zion.
Going to call the foul on another freshman for Mount Zion. I didn't even see Jacob Harvey come into the game.
Oh, I didn't either. It's just incredible. I mean, very rarely do you see a team this young be this talented. And Mount Zion, they got a bright future ahead of them.
23-point Braves lead, 5:01 to play. Full timeout on the floor. You're listening to Galesburg High School Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
I see trucks. Let me count them. One F-150, two F-150, three, four, five F-150s. This is the count. Dan Kuna. And we got great incentives here at Ford of Galesburg. 2.9 for 60 months or 3.9 for 72 months on new F-150s now through January 3rd. Come take a test drive. We'll do our best to put you behind the wheel of exactly what you want. You can count on that.
With approved credit, see Ford of Galesburg for details.
5:01 to play, fourth quarter. Mount Zion leading the Silver Streaks boys basketball team 64-41 here at Taylorville. Brad Benowitz, Jason Wessels, thanks for being with us. Missing Sam Satiski. Look forward to having him back for the Alleman game coming up on Friday, January 6th. Happy holidays to all of you, whatever holiday or holidays you might be celebrating. Al McGuire misses the first free throw coming out of the Braves timeout.
Good to see Aiden back in the game. Looked like he was hurt pretty bad there when he left the game early.
That neck injury, yeah, on the back of his head. Second one up and in.
Nice.
Speaking of injury, Easton Steck's been taken to the locker room. No, I'm sorry, he's moved up on the bench.
Yeah, he moved up on the bench.
So at least the trainer's not checking him out anymore. Hopefully that's a good sign. As much for later today with a second game coming against Taylorville tonight. Driving into the lane. We're going to get an offensive foul call. Mm-hmm. We do. Good job by Keith to plant himself in the lane. Cuddy, at 6'8", just lowered that left shoulder and drove in. And Jace was moving, but he had the position established. Second foul of the game on Carson Cuddy. 12 Mount Zion turnovers. 4:45 to play. Streaks down 22 against a Mount Zion team looking to go 12-1 on the season. Dominique into the front court. Sibbing. Open look. Just right at the top of the arc. Off the mark. Driscoll the rebound. Here they come. Pushing it. Driscoll now gives off to Tucker Burris, a 6'1 junior, seeing his first action of the game. Stops right side of the arc. Kicks it back out to Harvey as Dale Schuring has pulled most of his starters.
He's got the bench in.
Driscoll, the only starter on the floor right now, has the dribble out high in the midcourt circle, backing it up toward half court, trying to get around Dominique. Kicks it right side to Harvey. Drives in, kicks it out. Driscoll will shoot from the corner, in and out. Sibbing with a rebound for the Silver Streaks.
The baby JCS, way to get down there and bang.
Front court pass to Almaguer, reverses back behind him. Taylen Davis, another open look for three. Missed it. Rebound battle around, and Hart controls. Nathan Hart in for Mount Zion. Past the four-minute mark here of the fourth quarter.
Looks like the Streaks are going to empty their bench, too. Oh, see the ball, Taylen.
On the right side, Harvey, the freshman, will pull it back out. Three Silver Streaks who haven't seen action. Well, I guess Leslie Kelly saw a little bit of action yesterday. He's there waiting with Jackson Hillhouse and Jamal Waters. Pass thrown into the lane, but Mount Zion turns it over, picked off by Almaguer. Aiden pulls up, right elbow, up top. Davis now to Jace, drives through the lane. Can't hit the finger roll off the front of the rim. Burris the rebound for Mount Zion.
Yeah, Jace did a good job of attacking the rim, just couldn't finish the finger roll.
Down the middle of the lane, Burris pull-up jumper in the lane, rolls off. Fights for his own rebound, though. That was Jacob Harvey, rather.
And Jacob Harvey's only a freshman.
And then fouled by Almaguer. So for Aiden, that's his second. That stops the clock. That's going to get Leslie Kelly the fourth. Jackson Hillhouse and Jamal Waters into the game for the Streaks. Chase Fink, a 6-foot junior, in for the Braves with 3:02 to play. As Dominique, Almaguer, and Keith sit down. So the starters for both sides officially done. As Fink comes in for Driscoll for Mount Zion. Free throw creeps over the front of the rim for Harvey and good. 65-42. Silver Streaks girls playing in the championship bracket of the Mattoon Tournament. Tom Meredith and Eric Gibson will have that one after 8 o'clock tonight on 92.7 FM, the Laser. Second free throw missed, but Makobe Adams chases down the rebound, keeping it alive for the Braves. He has it now. Adams down the right side of the lane, trying to go around Kelly. Feeds it right through the lane to an open Nathan Hart. Drew the defense, collapsed on him with a help side, and then just handed it off to Hart through the lane for an easy layup. Sibbing drives in from the right side. Dribbled it off his leg, I guess. I thought maybe Mount Zion reached in. From the look on Chad Thompson's face, I think he thought Mount Zion reached in too. Maybe a turnover on the Streaks, though.
Here comes Brandon Lewis in. All the Streaks have played in the tournament now.
Except those who aren't here, of course. Cody Jones, part of the sophomore team that's playing for a sophomore tournament championship at Dunlap. They'll play Farmington tonight. That's why Cody's not here. Jumper, top of the arc. Three off the mark, and Kelly the rebound for the Silver Streaks. Davis fakes from the left side, throws it up with a teardrop right side, missed it. Lewis
Brandon
with the rebound, trying to back his way in on a double team. Baby hook up with the right hand, missed it. Adams the rebound. Now bringing it across midcourt, Fink. Final 2 minutes and a travel called. 14 turnovers on Mount Zion. Streaks will play Taylorville tonight, a Taylorville team that always gives the Streaks fits playing on their home court. It's a game that historically they've gotten very excited about, really play up for. They've got a good home crowd that typically follows them, and they play with a lot of energy under head coach Ryan Brown. They might be licking their chops a little bit here tonight. They're still looking for their first win of the season, yeah, depending on what they do against Dunlap coming up here in the next game.
And they're a scrappy team, and they get after it. They're coached well. You know, Taylorville's in a little bit of a rebuilding year. Streaks are definitely going to have to bring their A game tonight.
Missed three by Davis, knocked out of bounds by Mount Zion. Now, we were impressed with, and they always play hard. We've always seen them play hard, and they're always going to play hard as long as Ryan Brown is coaching them. But they're young, and they're not big either, so the Streaks will have a size advantage on the inside. Another reason why we're hoping that injury to Easton was not serious, and he'll be able to be 100% tonight. There's a bad pass by Waters picked off. But the Streaks are not going to be, I don't care what their record is, the Streaks are not going to be able to come in here and just roll out the ball and come away with a win. They're going to have to play hard and play well.
Yeah, that team's going to come. They're going to bring it tonight, chasing their first win. They want to get off that snide. And you know, they're going to see this game today and see how much the Streaks struggle with on-ball defense that is very pressure-oriented, and they do that. They get after it.
And Taylorville shows a lot of zone. Mount Zion gets off a shot at the shot clock buzzer, missed it, and then Lewis has the ball knocked out of his hands. Streaks are going to keep it with a minute 12 to go. Taylorville will utilize the shot clock. We saw a couple of occasions just in the first half last night where they ran it down. Here's Jackson Hillhouse, right side, banks one in just right of the top of the arc. There's Jackson's first varsity points. 67-45, under a minute to go here in the game. We got an update on the Streak sophomores. Here's a dribble drive in from the right side and a basket by Chase Fink. 69-45. And Craig Clary, coaches with Mark Harden on the sophomore team. Carter's dad, of course, lets us know that the sophomores already won their tournament.
All right, good for the Galesburg sophomores.
So congratulations to Mark and Craig and the sophomore team, which has its fair number of freshmen on it as well. They defeated Farmington by 22.
Oh, nice.
So, Craig, we appreciate you listening, and we appreciate you letting us know.
Yeah, Craig, thank you. That's got to be a good confidence booster for the sophomores,
too.
Oh,
that's great. That's great. And I asked Coach Thompson if he had asked Cody then to try to make the trip down here. That's an effort.
Yes.
And he said, I didn't tell him he needed to. Now, if somebody brings him down, he said, of course we're going to put him on the bench and hopefully work him in. But he said it was not a mandate to Cody to figure out a way to get down to Taylorville. But knowing Cody Jones and his heart, he may do it anyway.
Yeah, he's going to make an effort, I think.
Final 10 seconds of the game here after Taylen Davis makes two free throws and Mount Zion will just dribble it out. 69-47, the Streaks fall to 3-11 on the season, and Mount Zion improves to 12-1, and they solidify their spot in the championship side of the bracket. Coming up in the final day of the tournament tomorrow, no matter what happens in their second game later tonight against Dunlap. We'll take a timeout. Post-game show from Taylorville when we come back on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Live coverage of Galesburg High School boys basketball on WGIL has been brought to you in part by Hinchliffe Pearson West in Galesburg and Abingdon. Here for you and your family in your time of need. By Ford of Galesburg on West Main Street, where your purchase is backed by our promise. By Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating in Galesburg. You deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. By Kehoe Eye Care. They care for people, not just eyes. By Yam Auto Group on North Henderson in Galesburg. Home to Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, and Ram. Say yes to Yam. By Courtright Construction of Oneida. The right choice for your next project. By Solvera Health in Galesburg. Bringing hospitality to healthcare. By Dave's Auto Body in Galesburg. You better call Dave's. And by Galesburg Nissan on North Henderson Street, home of the lifetime warranty. Proud to bring you Silver Streaks basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
A warm home on a cold night makes you feel safe, content, and fortunate. So let me ask, is it worth $69 to know you'll have a winter full of warm and cozy evenings? Hi, I'm Autumn Cantorini with Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, one of the best ways to keep your energy bills low and lower the risk of extensive repairs down the road is to get your heating system cleaned and tuned every year. At Neil Thomas, we'll do that for just $69. And if we find you need a repair, we'll give you a 10% discount on it. Give us a call at Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, 342-HEAT.
One time I went over to the cities and, oh, there was that once over to Peoria.
If you never see the same eye doctor, how would they know if you had a serious or worsening condition with no recorded history?
Huh. Fair point.
At Kehoe Eye Care, they can get you in for a one-time appointment, but what they're really interested in is getting to know you and your vision. They want to build a relationship with you to take care of your eyes today and for many years to come. No one takes your vision more seriously than the docs at Kehoe, so make an appointment today.
At Kehoe Eye Care, we care for people, not just eyes.
Go get them, Silver Streaks. This is Jeff Klink from Galesburg Nissan, reminding everyone Galesburg Nissan has the area's largest and nicest rental car fleet. An awesome detail shop, Galesburg Car Care, and we are driven to create customers for life. A free lifetime warranty with no gimmicks. Every fifth oil change is free for life. And a free loaner car for life. Galesburg Nissan. Galesburg Nissan Car Rental. Galesburg Car Care. And Galesburg Nissan Pre-Owned Auto Center all say, let's go Streaks.
As another year draws to a close and we reflect back on the journey,
we are ever reminded that even in the face of challenges, love, hope, and compassion endure.
At Hinchliffe Pearson West, we want to express our sincere thanks for the confidence you have placed in us.
You have entrusted us with the honor of paying tribute to those you love most, and we are so grateful.
I'm Todd Ettinger,
Alan Palmer,
Carrie Walters,
and Dennis Landon.
Hinchliffe Pearson West in Galesburg and Abingdon is here for you and your family in your time of need.
WGIL, connecting you to Galesburg.
Hi, I'm Molly Prescott from WGIL. If you love bingo, then mark your calendar because the Galesburg VFW has bingo every Saturday at 1001 Michigan Avenue. The doors open at 10:30 a.m. and bingo starts at 12:45. It's a great opportunity to socialize and have fun. Learn more about this and other area events at WGIL.com.
These community announcements are being brought to you by the staff and local ownership of WGIL.
The official WGIL forecast is brought to you by Built Chiropractic at 672 West Main Street in Galesburg, because sometimes it takes an adjustment or two to feel great. Mostly sunny for the rest of the day, a high of 43. Mostly cloudy tonight, slight chance of patchy drizzle, a low of 39. Mostly cloudy tomorrow, chance of showers, a high of 53. And cloudy tomorrow night, a low of 34. Right now, it's 44 at WGIL.
With the final stats, the Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game, and comments from Streaks head coach Chad Thompson, WGIL's coverage of Galesburg High School boys basketball continues with the Silver Streaks postgame show on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Streaks fall to Mount Zion 69-47. Brad Benowitz, Jason Wessels with you from Taylorville, where Galesburg drops to 3-11 on the season, 0-2 in this tournament. And again, one more game of pool play to go, coming up against host Taylorville tonight. And that's a late game, scheduled 8:30 tip, which would put our pregame at 8:10. But of course, it's also the last game of the second session. So depending on how the three games prior go, you know, it very well might not be 8:30. It very well might be later than that. So at the earliest, 8:30, 8:10 for our pregame tonight. Against a Taylorville team on the court now, warming up against Dunlap, and we anticipate this will be a hard-fought game. And
right,
I don't think it's a guarantee that Dunlap's going to come out here with a victory either. Depending on how I think Taylorville would have to play really well.
Yeah, but it's definitely going to be a game that is competitive.
So we would anticipate there's going to be good energy here, and both teams need to play with good energy. But if one of them doesn't bring it, then that may be the difference in the game. All right, so the Streaks fall to 3-11. They get outscored 17-8 in the fourth quarter. If there was any chance at all with the Streaks down 13, just kind of lurking and hanging around there at the end of the third quarter, boy, that first 2 minutes and 15 seconds of the fourth quarter, Mount Zion just put the game away.
Yeah, and that's what good teams do. They put a foot on a throat and they step down and they finish a game.
Well, 12-2 run to open up what was then a 23-point lead, and Streaks had no chance of coming back at that point. We're going to talk with Streaks head coach Chad Thompson. We're going to look over our final statistics. So for the moment, at least, we'll go with our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game, which was tough today.
Yes.
Last night, we felt like we had some good candidates, but then when it came down to crunch time, that final 2 minutes of the game, we were having a hard time. It was hard because we couldn't find anybody who really kind of made a play that could have made the difference in that game, especially when the Streaks were up five late.
Right.
Here today, it's different because once the Streaks started to fall behind, it was like backsliding on a mountain slope. They just couldn't find any footing and just kept falling farther and farther and farther. It was tough to find anybody who was kind of making a play to get them to hang in there and try to give them a little burst.
Yeah, I agree with you, partner. I think we're going to have to go with C-squared. He had 9 rebounds in the game. He had 14 points, 9 rebounds.
14, yeah.
Yeah, I think he's probably the way we go. Oh, here comes Chad.
And part of that, too, is just, I mean, what a difference it made for the Silver Streaks when he wasn't in the game either,
right,
because of the foul trouble. So that was certainly hurtful as well. All right, Coach Chad Thompson joining us here. Our post-game coaches' interviews, as always, here in the post-game, brought to you by Courtright Construction in Oneida, the right choice for your next project. Coach, Mount Zion is what we thought they would be, I guess, as the saying goes. Boy, that burst they put on in the fourth quarter, it just made it impossible to come back if we were going to have any chance there.
Yeah, they're really good. They're really, really good. What they are good at are the things that we struggle with. You know, they set up every cut. Their guys really shoot the ball with confidence. I think our guys right now some of our guys are pressing and a little bit timid. They shoot the ball with great confidence. They don't care if they miss two or three in a row. They're going to fire the next one. And we got to get our guys back feeling that way as well. But no, back to Mount Zion. Well coached, very well disciplined. I really like how they play the game. And they are exactly who you said they were. They're a team that can really shoot. They play some really solid defense. And they're going to be a hard out in this tournament. I would like them. I mean, them and Sterling, I'm assuming, are going to duke it out for the championship of this.
Now, some of the things you were talking about in the pregame that you were looking for here today, your comment at the time was, I'm not saying it's going to mean we're going to win, and I'm not saying it's going to mean we're going to lose, but some of those things you were looking for to kind of take the step forward in the right direction, what did you see in that area?
In terms of, you know, playing some different people, I thought some guys did take some steps forward. I really liked how Taylen played in the second half. I thought some guys struggled to battle through fatigue a little bit, which was a little bit of a bummer for us. You know, Carter needed to be better. I know on the stat sheet, Carter's going to have a lot of stats that look good on paper, but he wasn't very good this morning, so we're looking for him to get better this afternoon. He knows that. It's not a secret. He's a young man that's accountable. But, you know, I like the way we got up in pressure at the beginning. I like that. We forced some turnovers. We played a really good first quarter.
Yeah, very good.
A really good first quarter. And kind of like we talked about, my worry wasn't the effort coming out. I knew we were going to play hard. It was when things go south, is it like, oh, no, here we go again. And I thought in a couple guys' minds, in their eyes, you could kind of see it. We took some guys out of this game that we don't usually sub out, ever. And it was for that reason. You know, Gino needed a little mental reset. Gino did not have a terrible game, but he needed a mental reset to start that quarter. You know, Easton needed a mental reset. Ian even needed a mental reset. You know, I feel like he's still a guy that's really pressing right now and says letting the game come to him. So we just need that mental reset, and hopefully with a game like that, we can learn from it and come out tonight. Because I know Taylorville record's no good. I get that. I also know Coach Brown well. They're going to compete, and he's going to have some of the most craziest offenses and defenses drawn up that you can imagine. Half that he might not have even practiced before. So, you know, he's going to have something to take our big pieces away. So we're going to have 12 guys ready to rock and roll, and you never know who might step up. Because, you know, Jackson Crock-Sibbing stepped up big yesterday, you know, with a tough loss this morning. I thought Aiden did well in the fourth quarter and kind of stepped up for us in ways off the scoring sheet.
Yeah.
But we're going to have different guys step up. That's very clear.
Yeah, and you said it earlier. It's what you learn in games like this and what you can take from it and the positives you can take from it. Just talk about a couple of the positives you've seen today.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I think my first positive kind of goes back to Taylen. I thought he did a really good job of trying to do things the right way. He didn't make his threes. He'll make them. That's not something I worry about. I thought he drove the ball well. Handled it well. When he was in, we turned the ball over less.
Yeah.
And like I told them in the locker room, with the guy, what we're going to do tonight is the guys that aren't turning the ball over are going to play. I don't care if your name is Ian Dominique, Easton Steck, who have been varsity guys for a long time, or if you're Jackson Crock-Sibbing, who's a freshman. The guys that are going to be on the court tonight are the guys that are not turning the ball over. So you might see a little more free-flowing substitutions tonight. But that's because we have to value the ball better.
Yeah.
However, like you said, back to the positives. You know, I thought Jace rebounded the ball really well.
Yes, he did.
We only gave up 4 offensive rebounds, according to Andrew Thomas's stats, whatever those may be. He wasn't generous, so we know they're at least on the side of that. But, you know, we only gave up 4 offensive rebounds in the first half. It's a really good number for us. That's a really good number. We're not the biggest team in the world. Mount Zion's pretty big. So I really like that. Our second half turnovers were way lower. I really like that. We valued the ball much better. You know, Easton got a little bit more of a run as a point guard today. He had some struggles with it, but at the same time, like you said, that's something you gotta learn. Like, you gotta realize if they're gonna press up on Gino and Ian that hard, we need a third ball handler in the game. You know, look, a year ago, we had Alex. It was like that safety valve ball handler. Right. You knew JB was gonna handle it. You knew Dre was capable of handling it. But if they wanted to press up on those two that hard, Alex was just gonna bring it up and we were gonna be just fine. So Easton's gotta fill that role of being that third option to handle the ball in the full court. So this is a good game for him to kind of get some experience with that.
Yes.
We're going to let you go because I know you're going to want to go scout this game and keep a close eye on these. And since we're talking about positives and trying to focus on that, if you hadn't heard from your coaching staff, the sophomores did win their tournament today.
Yeah, which is awesome. That's great for them and Coach Harden Sr. He's done a great job. And, you know, Jackson and Leslie are here right now, so that means some other guys in that team are stepping up and playing well. So, you know, it's that next man up theory. I really like that sophomore team. Coach Harden's doing a great job.
Appreciate your time, Coach. We'll see you
tonight.
Thanks,
Coach. We'll see you tonight.
Silver Streaks fall to Mount Zion here, 69-47. Come back, take a look at the final stats from Taylorville on WGIL and WGIL.com.
One time I went over to the cities, and there was that once over to Peoria.
If you never see the same eye doctor, how would they know if you had a serious or worsening condition with no recorded history?
Huh, fair point.
At Kehoe Eye Care, they can get you in for a one-time appointment, but what they're really interested in is getting to know you and your vision. They want to build a relationship with you to take care of your eyes today and for many years to come. No one takes your vision more seriously than the docs at Kehoe, so make an appointment today.
At Kehoe Eye Care, we care for people, not just eyes.
Here at Dave's, we get compliments on how clean we are in every department and how we always have the latest technology. But you know what? Our strongest resource is that you feel at home with familiar faces like the ones on our wall of fame. You see, our people stay with us. So if the faces and names look familiar to you every time you come, it's because they enjoy working with us and you.
Dave's Auto Body.
Great work, great people.
You better call Dave's.
Wear a gray WGIL button for your chance to win instant cash. Pick up your free button at Lieber's Boxcar Express on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. There's a full list of button locations at WGIL.com.
Adding up some numbers here to make sure I've got everything figured out right. I probably don't, which is why we need Sam here to help us out.
Sammy.
All right, so I had Mount Zion. All right, so I should mention our post-game statistics brought to you by Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, not miserable when you get the bill. First of all, and Jason, you can back me up on at least if I'm close on this number or not. I had Mount Zion 30 out of 57 from the field.
Let's see, 12, 9.
But only 6 out of 21 from three-point range.
Yeah, they didn't shoot the three very well. But I'm right there with you on the numbers.
So 30 out of 57, so better than 50%, but 57 shots.
That's offensive rebounds. Coach said 4 offensive rebounds. I didn't realize he was talking in the first half. I looked at the stat sheet when he said it. I seen 4 really quickly. I think they had about 9 or 10 in the game. That's something Street's got to be better at, too. You know, that goes back to standing and watching. You got to rebound as a team. Everybody's got to crash the board. You can't just rely on Easton or Carter to grab the rebound every time.
For the Silver Streaks, meanwhile, I had us for 56 shots. So I look at Mount Zion and I think, holy cow, they got 57, but we got 56. Now here's the difference. They made 30, we made 16.
Yep, that's the difference.
And we were 7 out of 26 from three-point range, so we made one more three than they did, and 8 out of 10 from the free throw line. Galesburg out-rebounded Mount Zion 36-33. Turnovers, again, of course, part of the story. 22 for Galesburg here in this game, 14 for the Braves. They settled their number down. They had 7 in the first quarter.
Yeah, they turned that way down. I think, like we said, you got to find a positive in the game, and free throws is one of the positives. You know, we haven't shot the ball well. We're shooting 55% on the season. We shot it at 80% today against a good team, and that's a step in the right direction.
because they're going to have to shoot free throws well at some point to make a difference in a game.
To win a game, yes, you're going to have to.
And it could have been last night.
Could have been last night, yeah.
4 for 12, and it did not help.
You shoot like this, like they shot today last night, we're 1-1 in the tournament right now instead of 0-2.
That is true. 3-11 overall. Here's the individual numbers. Lincoln Koster, after a quiet first, I don't know, maybe 12 minutes of the game, he ends up leading Mount Zion in scoring with 18. Did not miss a shot in the second half.
Didn't score in the first quarter, and then he just decided it was his time to, you know, take over the game. And we talked about it the whole game. We're both very impressed with that Mount Zion team. Those are just young kids, 15-year-olds. They're not even driving yet. And they're out here competing like they're seniors and getting ready to go to college.
15 for one of those sophomores, Braden Trimble. Carson Cuddy, the senior, with 12. Trimble was also the leading rebounder for Mount Zion with 7. J.C. Anderson off the bench, another one of the freshmen at 6'7", 9 points, 6 rebounds. Sam Driscoll, 5. Grant McAtee, 4. Nathan Hart, Chase Fink, Cameron Clark each had 2. And Jacob Harvey had 1 for the Silver Streaks. Carter Clary led the way, 14 points, 9 rebounds. Geno Williams, 9 points in the game. Ian Dominique, 7. Jace Keith had 6. Easton Stack, 5, and also 9 rebounds to tie Clary for rebounding honors for the Streaks. Jackson Hillhouse had a late 3 for Galesburg. Talon Davis had a couple of free throws for his 2. And Aiden Almaguer had a point. Streaks fall 69-47. Final thoughts from Taylorville when we come back on WGIL and WGIL.com.
If it's time to sell your car, Yem wants to buy it. This is Sarah Yem. As this area's exclusive Kelley Blue Book buying center, it's never been easier to get cash for your car or credit for your trade. Go to yemauto.com to get your Kelley Blue Book instant cash offer. Come into Yem today, get paid today. Get cash up front toward your trade and drive away happy. From Yem, your Kelley Blue Book buying center, North Henderson Street, Galesburg. Visit yemauto.com to get your offer today.
Salvera Health is excited to bring comprehensive primary care to Galesburg. Dr. Santiago and family nurse practitioners Nate Craig and Emily Minette are now accepting new patients. We welcome walk-ins, support urgent care needs, and accept most insurance. And we work with other local providers to coordinate referrals and specialty care. If you're looking for health care that's personal, easy, and convenient, request an appointment today at salverahealth.com/Galesburg.
Inspired by Rush, the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show. Weekdays 11 to 2 on WGIL.
All right, so we will reset here as host Taylorville gets ready to play Dunlap in the final game of the first session here. Streaks will play Taylorville tonight, 8:30, the scheduled tip. 8:10, our scheduled pregame. And we'll know even a little bit more after we watch part of this game here. But we know Taylorville is going to play hard. And the Streaks, I guess, if nothing else, I guess it's not entirely guaranteed, but they're probably on the consolation side of the bracket now. I mean, things could still work out to force them a chance, but probably not going to happen. We're going to have the anthem here, so we better close it out. All right. Back with you tonight from Taylorville. Good night for now.
Thanks for listening to Galesburg High School Boys Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.